May 24, 1919. The soul in whom Jesus dwells feels what the world sends to him: hardness, darkness, sins, etc. I was feeling very oppressed and afflicted because of the privation of my sweet Jesus, and I was telling him with all my heart, "Come, my life. Without you I feel I am dying, but not to die once, rather, die continuously. Come, I cannot take any more, I cannot take any more." My sweet Jesus moved in my interior, and I felt him kissing my heart intensely. Then, unveiling himself, he told me, "My daughter, I felt an irresistible need to pour myself out with you in love." And I, immediately, "Jesus, how much you make me suffer. The privation of you kills me. All other pains would be nothing, or rather, smiles and kisses of yours. But your privation is death without pity. Ah, Jesus, Jesus, how you have changed." And he, interrupting me, told me, "Daughter of my love, you do not want to convince yourself that I look at the world through you? And since I dwell in you, you are forced to feel what the world sends me: hardness, darkness, sins, fury of my justice, etc. Therefore, instead of thinking of my privation, you must think of defending me from the evils that creatures send me, and of breaking the fury of my justice. So I will remain sheltered within you, and creatures will be struck less."